Business today looks nothing like it did yesterday. While it's more unpredictable, its possibilities are endless. At ADP, turning unpredictability into an advantage is what we do. Using data-driven insights, we design HR solutions to help businesses work better, smarter, so they can think beyond today and find even more success tomorrow. HR, time, talent, benefits, payroll. ADP, always designing for people.
It's an old-fashioned Griswold family Christmas at Raising Cane's.
There it is.
Celebrate an enduring tradition with kith and kin and hand-battered cooked-to-order chicken fingers and cane sauce.
It's good. It's good.
And introducing...
Drumroll, please.
Plush puppies that benefit local pet organizations and the gift cards that keep on giving the whole year.
Hey.
Hap, hap, happy Christmas from Raising Cane's and National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. One love. If this tastes half as good as it looks, you're in for a real treat.
Hello, everybody. I'm Ed Robinson, and welcome to another exciting edition of The Robinson Show. On the program, I have Jessica Ely. Jessica is a sports reporter and anchor for WOFL-TV, the Fox affiliate in Orlando, Florida. On the program, we discuss the UCF game against South Florida. Also, we discuss head coach Gus Malzahn, UCF's current ranking, and the college football playoff top 25 and more. Jessica is coming up after the break. Stay tuned. You're listening to The Robinson Show.
It's an old-fashioned Griswold family Christmas at Raising Cane's.
There it is.
Celebrate with chicken fingers and cane sauce. And introducing plush puppies that benefit local pet organizations. Hap, hap, happy Christmas from Raising Cane's and National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. One love. It's an old-fashioned Griswold family Christmas at Raising Cane's.
There it is.
Celebrate with chicken fingers and cane sauce, crispy crinkle-cut fries, and garlicky buttered Texas toast. Hap, hap, happy Christmas from Raising Cane's and National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. One love. It's an old-fashioned Griswold family Christmas at Raising Cane's.
There it is.
Celebrate with chicken fingers and cane sauce and introducing plush puppies that benefit local pet organizations. Hap, hap, happy Christmas from Raising Cane's and National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. One love.
At Family Dollar, we know you want more to enjoy your summer. That's why you'll find more in every store. Everything you need to treat and refresh your family. Like our assortment of ice cream, frozen treats, snacks, and drinks from the brands you love. And everything you'll need if things get a little messy, like cleaning supplies and laundry products, all in one convenient place at great value. Family Dollar, helping you do more.
I didn't think I had time for college, but with WGU, I can earn an accredited degree on my own terms. A nonprofit university that lets me fit school around my schedule and take tests when I'm ready, I'm going back to school at WGU.
Craftsman Days at Lowe's are going on now. Get limited time savings across the store like $100 off a V26 tool combo kit. Plus, enter the Craftsman Days Ultimate Garage Sweepstakes for a chance to win Craftsman products valued at over $10,000. Learn more at Lowe's.com/Ultimate Garage. Offer valid through 12/31 while supplies last. No purchase necessary. Ends 12/31. Residents of 50 USDC, 18 or older, and age of majority, and have a Lowe's.com account. Void where prohibited. See rules at Lowe's.com/Ultimate Garage for entry instructions, odd prices, etc. Sponsor Lowe's. Craftsman Days at Lowe's are going on now. Get limited time savings across the store like $100 off a V26 tool combo kit. Plus, enter the Craftsman Days Ultimate Garage Sweepstakes for a chance to win Craftsman products valued at over $10,000. Learn more at Lowe's.com/Ultimate Garage. Offer valid through 12/31 while supplies last. No purchase necessary. Ends 12/31. Residents of 50 USDC, 18 or older, and age of majority, and have a Lowe's.com account. Void where prohibited. See rules at Lowe's.com/Ultimate Garage for entry instructions, odd prices, etc. Sponsor Lowe's.
It's Black Friday at Lowe's. This season, save big on LG appliances, from refrigerators to ranges and more. Whether you're renovating or updating your kitchen, the LG 4-Piece Kitchen Suite has the quality you need and innovations like built-in air fry. Right now, get it for just $2,986. That's over $1,200 in savings. Plus, get free install on items $5.99 and up, and free delivery on items $3.96 and up. Start saving now at Lowe's. Offer valid through 11/30. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Plumlee steps up and will run and get the first down into South Florida territory and could take it to the house. Touchdown, 64 yards. alone in his backfield. Now Harvey joins him. It's Harvey around the edge, and he walks in. Plumlee, look at the speed. Touchdown. Bowser leaves the backfield, throws, and it's caught. Ryan O'Keefe, touchdown. Keen rolls out, throws, wide open, touchdown. Kobe Hudson. Keen facing pressure, runs out of there, throws against his body. Wait for the signal, caught at the 29. Snap it to 25. Throwing to the end zone. Touchdown! To the American Championship game on the line for UCF. Brown goes to the end zone and fires it. Incomplete! UCF survives the war on I-4.
All right, everybody. Welcome back to the program. That audio was courtesy of ESPN and the Walt Disney Company, and you heard it. It was the battle of I-4 between UCF and South Florida. Of course, UCF handled their business, beating South Florida 46-39. To talk more about that game and also about UCF's current ranking in the college football playoff top 25, and of course, head coach Gus Malzahn, we want to welcome her to the program. She's a reporter and sports anchor for WOFL-TV. Which is Channel 35, the Fox affiliate in Orlando, Florida, Jessica Ely. Jessica, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us on the program. So, Jessica, what were your takeaways from UCF's victory over South Florida?
Oh, my gosh. My biggest takeaway was that, you know, they were able to kind of dig deep and figure out a way to win because, don't know if they were thinking this, but a lot of people were thinking like, okay, you know, their route to the AAC championship, this is going to be easy. All they have to do is beat Navy and then beat USF, who had the worst record in the conference. So, you know, what happened last week with Navy, they kind of laid a big goose egg. They lost at home. And then they had to win this game against USF. John Rice Plumlee, he was going off in the first half before he got hurt. I think he had two rushing touchdowns and one passing touchdown. So he was doing really well. He got hurt. Back up, Mikey Keene had to come in. And it just seemed like they were really discombobulated at first. Had a really bad third quarter. They're just able to punch it out. So I think that's something – that was my biggest takeaway, was that they kind of dug deep and were able to find a way to still get it done.
Yeah, this was a close game from start to finish. Well, it wasn't – UCF ran away with it in the first quarter, but after that it was basically a close game from start to finish. And as you said, they dug deep, and UCF really dug deep and pulled off the victory in the battle of I-4. You mentioned about the quarterback situation. You mentioned about John Reese Plumlee getting hurt in this game. He had two rushing touchdowns, and as you said, he had a touchdown pass, but Mikey Keene came in and handled his business. Completed 15 out of 19 passes for 129 yards and two touchdown passes. Just give me your thoughts on both Keene and Plumlee's play in this game.
For John Rice Plumlee, he's been very up and down all season. He's not a passing quarterback. I think everyone knows that at this point. Like, he's the top rusher on the team, on UCF. So he is the top rusher over Isaiah Bowser and R.J. Harvey. So they're running back. So he runs the ball a lot. He doesn't really throw. He's transitioning from wide receiver to position after being at Ole Miss. So he did do well. That was his strength. He played to that until he got hurt. I think something that's good about Mikey Keene, even though he kind of took the back seat to the transfer, John Rice Plumlee, he was able to, you know, come in. He's composed. He's a true sophomore. He actually, just kind of rewinding, he did his job last year too, because he had to come in for Dylan Gabriel when he got hurt last year, and he led UCF to lots of victories. So I think he's kind of used to, you know, that backup role, coming in, doing his job. Keene's not really a mobile quarterback, but like we said before, he was able to get it done. He had that that late touchdown pass to Alec Holler that won the game. So he's very composed quarterback for just being a sophomore and for kind of like being thrust in at must-win moments.
All right, and you mentioned we talked about Plumlee being more of the athletic quarterback. Well, he was a part of the rushing attack that helped UCF get this victory. And you mentioned
yes.
two of the running backs, R.J. Harvey and Isaiah Bowser. R.J. Harvey,
mm-hmm.
16 carries, 74 yards, and a rushing touchdown. And Isaiah Bowser, 16 carries, 54 yards. Just give me your thoughts on R.J. and Isaiah's play in this game.
They did, like we said, they kind of did what they had to do. I feel like they're very dependable. When you need some yards, you need a first down, you just go to either one of these players. Isaiah Bowser, I think he's a fifth-year senior, or he's returning for his fifth year, so he's very dependable. R.J. Harvey's very dependable. You can just always kind of count on them to either score or to get a first down for UCF, and they did that on Saturday as well. So they were just a big part of this win as well, obviously.
All right, I want to move along now to the receiving side of the ball. Some of the receivers came up big in this game. Javon Baker, 3 catches, 51 yards. Ryan O'Keefe,
mm-hmm.
6 catches, 43 yards and a touchdown. Kobe Hudson, 4 catches, 38 yards and a touchdown. And also Alec Holler, 4 catches, 2 yards and a touchdown. Just give me your thoughts on those receivers and their performance against South Florida.
They did well as well, obviously. Alec Holler, of course, had the game-winning touchdown, so he came in clutch. I think that was his first touchdown of the entire season. So the fact that, you know, he was able to do that in that moment, that was huge. Like you said, with the quarterback situation and the wide receivers, they haven't really, I feel like, had the chance to really shine that much this entire season just because UCF does like to run the ball a lot, but they were key in this win as well, but that's something that they still have to work on, is that connection from, like, you know, quarterback to receiver. That's something they've struggled with all season, just a very up and down when it comes to the passing game, but they were clutch when it came to this game.
All right, and definitely, well, one thing that wasn't clutch in this game was defense. I mean, the score was 46-39, but the leading tackler for UCF, Jason Johnson, 7 tackles in this game. Just give me your thoughts on Jason and his play in this game.
He played well as well. Usually the defense is what wins the games for UCF. They have one of the top red zone defenses in the country, so teams don't really score a lot against UCF, but I think that's something that was a little bizarre about this matchup, the fact that, you know, USF isn't as trying to find the right word, not they're not good, but they're just not as strong, they haven't been as competitive, so I don't think that's something that UCF was expecting. I don't think anyone was expecting the score to be this high. I don't think anyone was expecting USF to score 39 points against this defense. But, he came in, anchored that defense. They, once again, like the whole team, did what they had to do. They did just enough to get this win against their rival. Now they are heading to the conference championship.
All right, and a couple of other players that were impactful on the defensive side. Ricky Barber had a sack, and Justin Hodges had an interception. Just any thoughts that you would have on Ricky and Justin's play in this game?
It was solid. They had solid play. Like we said earlier in the game, it looked like this might be a shutout. That's what it looked like. They were up 28-0. It was like, wow, this defense is looking great. They're looking good. But I think USF made those adjustments, and the UCF defense just really kind of struggled in that second half. But both of them, they were solid in that first half. They made some really good plays in the second half, but UCF was just able to get the job done, and they are heading back to the conference championship, something they thought this was their goal the entire season, was to get back to this championship. They thought they were going to host. They're not hosting because they had that flub at against Navy last week, but they are happy to be going to the conference championship.
All right, and that takes care of that with UCF. Moving on to the AAC American Athletic Conference Championship game, they beat South Florida 46-39. In his second season as the head coach of the UCF Knights, Gus Malzahn, I mean, his first year overall went 9-4, took the Knights to the Gasparilla Bowl, which was successful in winning that one. This is now year two with Gus Malzahn being the head coach of the Knights. Give me, I know he's only been at the helm for two seasons at UCF, but Jessica, just give me your thoughts on a job well done that Gus has done so far in a short amount of time with UCF.
Yeah, I think he did good, you know, last year and this year. Sometimes there's that transitionary period when there's a new head coach and players are trying to, you know, get adjusted to how they do things, their system, and there's like, you know, they don't have the best season. So I think people or UCF fan base, they were a little nervous last year, but after the season they had, you know, beating Florida in the Gasparilla Bowl last season, I think there was like even higher expectations this year. And I do think they lived up to it. Obviously, they're going to the Big 12 after this season. So I think the fan base is expecting to win this Saturday against Tulane in the conference championship. And they want to go out on a high note, this being their, you know, their last time playing in this conference championship. And I really do believe that the fans think that Malzahn can lead them to this victory. You know, he coached in the SEC with Auburn. So he has, like, the championship pedigree. He has coached big-time programs. So I think he's doing a good job. I think the players have bought in. And it's pretty amazing that they are doing this in just his season at the helm. So I think he's doing a pretty good job.
I want to stay with Coach Malzahn just for a moment. You mentioned that he's only been at UCF for two seasons. But if you look at other coaches that haven't been at their new jobs for a long period of time, we have Lincoln Riley currently at USC. He hasn't been there very long. Brian Kelly hasn't been at LSU as for a lengthy period of time. And those gentlemen have received great accolades and great attention for what they've done in such a short amount of time at those universities. Yeah. Do you think Coach Malzahn is getting enough credit for what he's done in such a short amount of time at UCF?
You know what? I do and I don't. Like, if you listen to the noise on Twitter, you would think, like, oh, gosh, he's not getting a lot of credit. But then you read articles, read what other people are writing, read what the national media is saying, and they're saying, you know, he has this team in form. They have the possibility of playing in the Cotton Bowl if they win. He's doing a good job. So I think it has to do with kind of the fan base versus what the national media is saying. But I will say I've heard more about, you know, Brian Kelly and Lincoln Riley over Gus Malzahn. But I also think that has to do with the conference they're in. So is in, you know, a group of five conference. So they're in the AAC. So I just don't think they get as much publicity and notoriety as someone who is in, you know, one of the Power Five conferences. But that's obviously going to change next year. So it's going to be interesting to see what Gus does next year when they move to the Big 12.
That's going to be interesting, right? There's definitely going to be a lot of competition in the Big 12 with Texas Tech, Oklahoma State, of course,
yeah.
TCU. That's going to be interesting. I want to stay with Coach Malzahn just for a moment. He spent a considerable amount of time in Auburn as the head coach of the Auburn Tigers. And I wanted to ask you, has he and his family adjusted from a cultural standpoint going from Auburn, Alabama, the plains of Alabama, to Orlando, where the weather is much warmer and there's Disney World? How have him and Gus and his family have they adjusted culturally?
It seems as if they have adjusted pretty well. His wife, Christy, she has this podcast now. So she's like interviewing coaches' wives from around just college football. She's kind of, the fan base is embracing her. You know, she had that health scare. I forgot what exactly was wrong with her. It was either cancer or just something was wrong early in the season. But the UCF Knight, their fan base, they kind of rallied around her. She does a lot of stuff at the university. People love her. So I think they're adjusting pretty well. Because, you know, happy wife, happy life. So if Christy's happy, I'm sure Gus is happy as well. But the fan base here, they love the Malzahns, I would say.
All right, awesome. And then I want to ask you about the College Football Playoff Top 25. Are you satisfied with UFC's current ranking?
I think they are where they deserve to be. They do have, is it three losses? They have three losses on the season. Two of them, one was really bad. They shouldn't have lost to Navy. I honestly think that they're kind of lucky to be where they're at still. But I think that the committee, they've given them a lot of respect because they did beat Cincinnati, who is ranked. They beat Tulane, who is ranked, or who is still ranked. They did it. They I guess I feel like they're giving them respect still, and that's why they're still ranked. So I think that they should be – you should have to be happy to still be in the College Football Playoff ranking at number 22.
All right, awesome. And you heard it from her. She's Jessica Ely. Well, Jessica, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us on the program. Just tell everybody what you're currently doing with Fox 35 in Orlando.
Yeah, so we are obviously following UCF football. We might be traveling there this Saturday, not sure yet. But we're doing that and a lot of World Cup coverage because that is on Fox. So the U.S. plays tomorrow against Iran. So lots of soccer coverage, lots of football coverage right now, and that's what pretty much is on our slate for the next couple weeks.
Awesome. Tell everybody where they can find you on social media, and if you have a website or any other websites you want to promote, let the listeners know that as well.
Yeah, of course. So my Twitter is Fox35Jessica. And then my Facebook, I'm pretty active on my professional Facebook page. It's Jessica Fox 35. So you can find that easily. And then my Instagram is _ Jessica Ely. That is JESSELEY. And that's how you can find me. I post a lot on Instagram and I post a lot on my Facebook and TikTok. I need to get better at Twitter.
All right. Awesome. And before I let you go, we know that food and football go hand in hand. When you have an opportunity to cover UCF games, I want to ask you, what are some of your favorite foods that you enjoy eating at UCF games? It doesn't have to be maybe concessions or maybe you're at the press box or if it's a tailgate. What are some of the things you enjoy eating?
I'm usually so busy I barely eat at the games. But I would say the catered food, they have the pizza from Mellow Mushroom. That's pretty good. I know that's not tailgate food, but the pizza hits your stomach right when you're hungry.
Awesome. There's nothing wrong with that at all. Mellow Mushroom, can't go wrong with that. And thanks again, Jessica. One more time, tell everybody, find you on social media and any website. Let them know that as well.
Yeah, so it's Fox 35 Jessica on Twitter, and then on Facebook it's the same handle, and on Instagram it's _ Jessica Ely, and my TikTok is Jessica Ely TV, and Ely is spelled E-L-E-Y.
Awesome. You heard it from her. She's Jessica Ely. She is a sports reporter for WOFL TV, which is the Fox affiliate in Orlando, Fox 35. Jessica, thank you so much once again, and if ever you want to come back on, just feel free to let us know.
Okay, awesome. Thanks for your time.
You're welcome. We'll be back with more right after.
Plumlee steps up and will run and get the first down into South Florida territory and could take it to the house. Touchdown, 64 yards. Alone in his backfield now, Harvey joins him. It's Harvey around the edge, and he walks in. Plumlee, look at the speed. Touchdown. Bowser leaves the backfield, throws, and it's caught. Ryan O'Keefe. Touchdown. Keen rolls out, throws. Wide open. Touchdown. Kobe Hudson. Keen facing pressure, runs out of there, throws against his body. Wait for the signal. Caught at the 29. Snap it to 25. Throwing to the end zone. Touchdown! To the American Championship game on the line for UCF. Brown goes to the end zone and fires it. Incomplete! UCF survives the war on I-4.
Meet Extended Stay America Select Suites, a new place like home with spacious apartment-style suites and full kitchens. With Extended Stay America Select Suites, you get real, simple value. The longer you stay, the more you save. Learn more at ESA.com.
Craftsman Days at Lowe's are going on now. Get limited time savings across the store like $100 off a V20 6-Tool Combo Kit. Plus, enter the Craftsman Days Ultimate Garage Sweepstakes for a chance to win Craftsman products valued at over $10,000. Learn more at Lowe's.com/Ultimate Garage. Offer valid through 12/31 while supplies last. No purchase necessary. Ends 12/31. Residents of 50 USDC, 18 or older, and age of majority, and have a Lowe's.com account. Void where prohibited. See rules at Lowe's.com/Ultimate Garage for entry instructions, odd prices, etc. Sponsor Lowe's.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino online.
I was only playing for fun, so winning was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's favorite free online social casino. You, too, could have the chance to win life-changing cash prizes. Absolutely anybody could be like Mary. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and play for free now. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18-plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of the winner.
It only happens once a year. JCPenney's cyber deals are back in-store and at jcp.com. Through Wednesday, fill your cart with deals like Yes Please Diamonds and Gemstones, now $19.99 each. Or use your coupon inside the JCP app to save up to 50% on small appliances and cookware from top brands like Keurig, Cuisinart, Calphalon, and more. We got your holiday. JCPenney. Offers good on select items through 11/30. Exclusions apply. Jewelry excluded from coupons. See store or jcp.com for details.
So, darling, you're not a millionaire. If you want to retire at St. James Place in Baton Rouge, well,
you don't have to be to live the active, enriching, and fun retirement you've planned and saved for. So forget what you've heard and take a look at St. James Place. It just might be more affordable than you think. Learn more and schedule a visit at stjamesplaceinfo.org. That's stjamesplaceinfo.org.
Not a millionaire, darling, to retire at St. James Place.
You don't have to be. Take a look at St. James Place. It just might be more affordable than you think. Learn more at stjamesplaceinfo.org.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino online.
I was only playing for fun, so winning was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's favorite free online social casino. You, too, could have the chance to win life-changing cash prizes. Absolutely anybody could be like Mary. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and play for free now. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18-plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of the winner.
Shop Macy's Cyber Monday deals for big savings on gifts they'll love, now while supplies last. Like 50 to 60% off boots and shoes for her, 60% off cashmere sweaters from Charter Club, and 20 to 65% off the hottest toys of the season from Discovery, VTech, and more. Plus, get free curbside or store pickup and try same-day delivery now at Macy's. Details at macys.com/pickup. Savings off sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
With Black Friday savings at the Home Depot, you'll find top brand kitchen appliances with innovative features that can do more, so your holidays can be more. Ovens with built-in air fryers for baking the perfect cookies. Dishwashers with smart tech to clean everything from bakeware to festive mugs. And high-capacity refrigerators to keep leftovers fresh. Final days to shop Black Friday savings and get up to 30% off, plus instantly save up to $750 on select GE kitchen packages at the Home Depot. Ends November 30th. How doers get more done. Offer valid November 2nd through November 30th. U.S. only. See store or online for details.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino online.
I was only playing for fun, so winning was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's favorite free online social casino. You, too, could have the chance to win life-changing cash prizes. Absolutely anybody could be like Mary. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and play for free now. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18-plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of the winner.
Shop Macy's Cyber Monday deals for big savings on gifts they'll love, now while supplies last. Like 50 to 60% off boots and shoes for her, 60% off cashmere sweaters from Charter Club, and 20 to 65% off the hottest toys of the season from Discovery, VTech, and more.
Plus, get free curbside or store pickup and try same-day delivery now at Macy's. Details at macys.com/pickup. Savings off sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
It only happens once a year. JCPenney's cyber deals are back in store and at jcp.com. Through Wednesday, fill your cart with deals like Yes Please Diamonds and Gemstones now $19.99 each. Or use your coupon inside the JCP app to save up to 50% on small appliances and cookware from top brands like Keurig, Cuisinart, Calphalon, and more. We got your holiday. JCPenney. Offers good on select items through 11/30. Exclusions apply. Jewelry excluded from coupons. See store or jcp.com for details.
So, darling, you're not a millionaire. If you want to retire at St. James Place in Baton Rouge, well,
you don't have to be to live the active, enriching, and fun retirement you've planned and saved for. So forget what you've heard and take a look at St. James Place. It just might be more affordable than you think. Learn more and schedule a visit at stjamesplaceinfo.org. That's stjamesplaceinfo.org.
Not a millionaire, darling. To retire at St. James Place,
you don't have to be. Take a look at St. James Place. It just might be more affordable than you think. Learn more at stjamesplaceinfo.org.
Running a business comes with pressure. Remote workforces, HR compliance, retaining top talent. You start to feel boxed in. Fortunately, there's Insperity. They put 30 plus years of HR service and technology to work, offering my employees competitive benefit options while lightening my HR load. Instead of obstacles, I'm surrounded by people empowered to be their best. With Insperity, nothing seems impossible. Insperity, HR that makes a difference.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino online.
I was only playing for fun, so winning was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's favorite free online social casino. You, too, could have the chance to win life-changing cash prizes. Absolutely anybody could be like Mary. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and play for free now. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18-plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of the winner.
It only happens once a year. JCPenney's cyber deals are back in store and at jcp.com. Through Wednesday, fill your cart with deals like Yes Please Diamonds and Gemstones now $19.99 each. Or use your coupon inside the JCP app to save up to 50% on small appliances and cookware from top brands like Keurig, Cuisinart, Calphalon, and more. We got your holiday. JCPenney. Offers good on select items through 11/30. Exclusions apply. Jewelry excluded from coupons. See store or jcp.com for details.
So, darling, you're not a millionaire. If you want to retire at St. James Place in Baton Rouge, well,
you don't have to be to live the active, enriching, and fun retirement you've planned and saved for. So forget what you've heard and take a look at St. James Place. It just might be more affordable than you think. Learn more and schedule a visit at stjamesplaceinfo.org. That's stjamesplaceinfo.org.
Businesses need to think beyond today. That's why ADP uses data-driven insights to design HR solutions to help your business find more success tomorrow. HR, time, talent, benefits, payroll. ADP, always designing for people. Business today looks nothing like it did yesterday. While it's more unpredictable, its possibilities are endless. At ADP, turning unpredictability into an advantage is what we do. Using data-driven insights, we design HR solutions to help businesses work better, smarter, so they can think beyond today and find even more success tomorrow. HR, time, talent, benefits, payroll. ADP, always designing for people.
At the Home Depot, we have the tools for you to give the gift of a smarter home with savings on top brands, like the Google Hub, a command center for your smart devices that raises the IQ of your entire home, or the Nest Learning Thermostat that helps you conserve energy and save on your bill. And if you don't know what to get, gift cards are a smart gift no matter what they get. So this year, gift smarter with savings on tools to make your holiday magic. The Home Depot, how doers get more done.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino online.
I was only playing for fun, so winning was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's favorite free online social casino. You, too, could have the chance to win life-changing cash prizes. Absolutely anybody could be like Mary. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumboCasino.com and play for free now. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice of the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of the winner. Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino online.
I was only playing for fun, so winning was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's favorite free online social casino. You, too, could have the chance to win life-changing cash prizes. Absolutely anybody could be like Mary. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumboCasino.com and play for free now. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of the winner. Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino online.
I was only playing for fun, so winning was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's favorite free online social casino. You, too, could have the chance to win life-changing cash prizes. Absolutely anybody could be like Mary. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumboCasino.com and play for free now. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of the winner.
All right, everybody, that's going to do it for another exciting edition of The Robinson Show. Once again, a big special thank you to Jessica Ely. Jessica is a sports reporter and anchor for WOFL-TV, the Fox affiliate in Orlando, Florida. Once again, a big special thank you to Jessica for her insights on what's currently going on with the UCF Knights. And until next time, remember, put God first in everything you do and you can't go wrong. Until next time, stick to the script. I'm out. Peace.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino online.
I was only playing for fun, so winning was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's favorite free online social casino. You, too, could have the chance to win life-changing cash prizes. Absolutely anybody could be like Mary. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumboCasino.com and play for free now. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of the winner. Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino online.
I was only playing for fun, so winning was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's favorite free online social casino. You, too, could have the chance to win life-changing cash prizes. Absolutely anybody could be like Mary. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumboCasino.com and play for free now. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of the winner. We'll be right back.